This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, January 6th. Well, we have a lot more certainty out there. Obviously, in the wake of the Georgia election runoff, we now know that the Senate's going to be 50-50. I should add that Senator Perdue hasn't conceded yet, but he is behind. So assuming he concedes, we're going to be at 50-50 with Kamala Harris being the swing vote. So the most powerful politician in America right now is Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia. And he's a pretty common sense guy. So let's hope that the Senate remains a roadblock to anything that could damage the economy. Now, speaking of the economy, everybody's anticipating a broad-based economic recovery, largely because the world is recovering. On Tuesday, we had the ISM manufacturing index come out. It was very, very strong, especially a lot of the components, new orders, and it was very, very encouraging. So that's good news. There is a bit of a commodity boom underway. Now, one reason we have a commodity boom is we have a weak dollar. Commodities are priced in dollars. But there's no doubt that the worldwide demand for, for steel and other commodities, copper, oil, and everything are rising. Now, there was a production cut announced from Saudi Arabia today, so that's why oil prices are fairly firm. But as far as the reaction to from the stock market to the Georgia runoff, the most notable thing that I've noticed is that we're doing pretty good. If you turn on the TV, they'll tell you, oh, a lot of the big techs are getting hammered. And it's true that I own stocks like Adobe and NVIDIA that got hit with a little profit taking, but they were very strong in the previous days. So we shouldn't let that bother us, okay? And we don't own some of the big mega techs that dominate the indices. So the other thing that's going on is obviously the green stocks are doing incredibly well. And we own quite a few. So I'll give you an example. We own Enphase Energy and Solar Edge. These are the people that make the inverters. If you decide to put solar on your house with a power wall or that Generac lithium battery pack, Generac's another stock that's doing very, very well today. The other noticeable surge is in the gun stocks. We own Smith & Wesson, Sturm Ruger. Obviously, somebody might be anticipating stricter gun rules. People that retail guns, like Big Five Sporting Goods, are doing well. We own them. The biggest winner today, as I speak to you, is Grow Generation. That's the Home Depot of pot. They make all the things you need if you decide to grow it at home, whether it's in your house, on hydroponically, or you want to grow it outside. They're the big winners. You may want to remember in the California Gold Rush, the people who made all the money were the people selling picks, shovels, and jeans to the people running to the foothills to mine the gold. So I feel pretty good. Yesterday was a good bounce in the fundamentally superior stocks. It's continuing today. And the market is still oscillating a bit, okay? But our stuff's looking really, really good. Now, I get a lot of questions from subscribers and things about what are we going to do about all these embedded capital gains and taxes going up? And well, let's just step back and review taxes, okay? The key to being tax efficient is to keep your losses short term, under 12 months, and let your gains go long term, 12 months in a day, okay? You still have favorable long term capital gains rates, just like you have favorable dividend tax rates. Now, is the Biden administration going to change that? We'll find out, okay? He said in the campaign trail he wasn't going to increase taxes on anyone who didn't make more than $400,000 a year. So he didn't say if that was an individual or a couple. So we'll see. But, if they do increase federal income taxes, they're going to hurt some big blue states like New York and California. So they'll probably have to increase the SALT deduction, okay? So people in those states can, write off their state and local taxes. So I don't think we should panic right now. I think we should just prepare to grow and prosper, okay? The reason the stock market is firming up here is there is a worldwide economic recovery underway. I realize that the COVID-19 lockdown is still hurting many states. I happen to be in Nevada right now, which is very locked down, not quite as bad as California. But when I go back to Florida, you know, it's wide open, I'll be honest with you. And why California has the highest infection rate when they have the most stringent restrictions is, you know, interesting, okay? Could be that they have a lot of people under the poverty line that just by the time they get to the hospital, they're just too sick. So who knows? But the bottom line is it's time to grow and prosper. And there's a manufacturing recovery underway that's driving up commodity prices. We had confirmation of that today when the factory orders came out. They're up 1%. The only bad news is ADP came out and announced that private payrolls did drop 123,000 in December, but 105,000 came from service sector jobs. Okay, so you know it's that's not surprising with all the COVID-19 restrictions. And the other comment I should have is that the 10-year Treasury did crack 1% today. It's 105. And it's clear that the Fed is allowing interest rates to tilt up. A steeper yield curve is going to be good for banks. They make money borrowing short, lending long. So as that yield curve gets steeper, it's better for the banking system. I don't recommend banks. They're value stocks. I'm a growth person. But you know, that I didn't like to see that. And clearly Wall Street's anticipating bigger deficits. And right now we have a very large trade deficit. China is winning, okay, economically. And obviously the budget deficit is going to be big and remain big for the foreseeable future. As we step back and look at who really won the election, it was China, okay? They are, again, the strongest economy in the world right now as far as economic growth is concerned. The U.S. policy in China is oscillating. You know, on Monday I mentioned that they were going to delist three Chinese telecoms. Then the New York Stock Exchange did an about-face and says, no, we're going to review it a little further. And then today they clarified they are proceeding to delist them. So it's just fascinating to watch our policy with China. We sometimes give out mixed signals, but they do control a lot of our big tech companies. You know, there's arrests in Hong Kong now from protests. The media is not going to cover that like they normally would. So it's just fascinating just to watch how China's slowly taking over lots of parts of our economy. Now, those ADRs that were delisted are telecoms with ties to the Chinese military. I don't own those stocks. I do own some Chinese stocks like Alibaba, and apparently Jack Ma is around. I mentioned on my Monday podcast. We weren't sure where he was, but apparently he's just laying low. So that was good news. But I just think it's time for us to grow and prosper, folks, and enjoy the earnings season. The Wall Street hates uncertainty, and things are just less uncertain right now. Now, of course, the Senate today may be certifying the election. Obviously, I believe at least 11 senators or so are supposed to object and have some debate about the certification in some states of the presidential election. But we'll see what happens. But the bottom line is things are becoming less uncertain and more certain. And there's a lot of globalists in the Biden administration, and they want China to grow and prosper. Joe Biden's even said that. But if we're going to confront China, we're probably going to do it with our European allies. You know, they're going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and all that. So it'll be interesting to see what they'll be pushing. But we do have to have an economic recovery. And there are some people advising Joe Biden that advised him not to increase taxes for 2 years because we got to get the economy going. And of course, you know, there'll be an election in 2 years, and then that'll be the time to raise taxes. So fascinating times we're in, but it is time for us to grow and prosper. The next two quarters are going to be stunning for our stocks. So hang on, enjoy the ride, folks. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.